Super Tuesday was a big day. Biden on top, Bloomberg out, Bernie still swinging. For political junkies, it might have been a late night. Now think about trying to follow returns coming in from overseas. Democrats abroad get to vote too. Their primary is underway and wraps up next Tuesday. Naomi Zevaloff reports from one voting event in Tel Aviv, where Democrats have some pretty strong opinions.
As far as polling places go, this one's pretty hip. Mike's Place is an American-style sports bar that overlooks the beach in Tel Aviv. Budweiser, burgers, and hot wings are all on the menu. But on this Super Tuesday, it's a slice of American democracy that people are really here for.
Hi.
Hi.
You here to vote?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Can I have your last name?
It's Gutman.
G-U-T-M-A-N.
Rachel Gutman takes hers into a booth and marks it for Elizabeth Warren.
All right, I'm done.
You're done, and you filled out everything, the required sections, all the required sections. You've signed it, dated it, you're good. You can...
Good to go. All right, there we go. Good luck to us all.
Gutman was born in Philadelphia. She's lived in Israel for almost 20 years. But she says she always votes in U.S. elections.
My whole family is in the U.S., and I feel very connected. I might like to go back someday.
Gutman says American foreign policy toward Israel is a big issue for her. And that's exactly why U.S. citizens abroad need to turn out and vote, says Bob Golub. He's the organizer here.
Those of us who are concerned and disappointed and distressed with the current inhabitant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, who want to see a change, need to be involved in the process, because things that the current president does has a direct impact on us here in Israel as well.
President Donald Trump has made some huge changes to American policy on Israel. He moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, cut aid to the Palestinians, and released a peace plan that lines up closely with Israel's right-wing government. Some voters here say they're troubled by all of that. Ariel Bernstein is a 26-year-old Tel Aviv University student. He was born in Israel and got U.S. citizenship through his American mother. Bernstein says his service in the Israeli military made him start to question U.S. support for Israel.
I went to the army for 3 years, and I was also in a combat unit, and I fought in Gaza, and I was placed in all kinds of different situations in the West Bank, and I realized that a lot of the ongoing, never-ending conflict has to do with the unconditional support that we get from outside.
And that's one reason why Bernstein says he voted for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders himself is Jewish. He's also the candidate who's been most critical of Israeli policy. He says he may use USAID to the Jewish state as a way to pressure the government to change its policy toward the Palestinians. Sanders also called Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu racist. And he boycotted the annual conference hosted by the pro-Israel lobby group AIPAC. Bernstein, the former soldier, says Bernie Sanders is on the right track.
And he's willing to get into that nuanced arena where he says, I'm pro-Israel, but I'm also pro-Palestine.
Sanders is not universally loved here, though. Susan Berger, another Democratic Party voter, says she is repulsed by Sanders' views.
Israel needs the support of the states. And to have a president who is against helping Israel is also against helping the United States.
Berger says if Sanders does get the nomination, she might take a drastic step.
Let's put it this way. I hope I don't have to. If it came down to Trump or Bernie, I would vote for Trump.
But on Tuesday afternoon, it was a very different race. Berger says she voted for Michael Bloomberg, who has now dropped out. Voting at the beachside polling place ended at 5 p.m. But we didn't need to wait long for the results. Volunteers dumped the ballots onto a pool table and started counting.
Bernie, Joe, Mike, Elizabeth.
Then Bob Golub tallied up the final figures.
I'm announcing the provisional results here in Tel Aviv. There were a total of 67 ballots were cast.
Sanders was the winner with 24. Next in line was Elizabeth Warren with 18. And Biden had 15. These are just a portion of the Democratic primary votes from people in Israel. Some will vote online, through the mail, or at another event like this one. In the 2016 Democratic primary, around 500 people voted from Israel. But with emotions running just as high this year, predictions say turnout will be higher. For The World, Naomi Zevaloff, Tel Aviv.